The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus took Peter, James, and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no fuller on earth could bleach them. Then Elijah appeared to them along with Moses, and they were conversing with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, "Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He hardly knew what to say, they were so terrified. Then a cloud came, casting a shadow over them. From the cloud came a voice, "This is my beloved Son, listen to him." Suddenly, looking around, they no longer saw anyone but Jesus alone with them. As they were coming down from the mountain, he charged them not to relate what they had seen to anyone, except when the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what rising from the dead meant. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I need to say that after this very successful parish mission in these last few days, we are back to normal business. Today, we celebrate the second Sunday of Advent, but I would like still today to come back for a moment to this last week and I would like to ask you, please raise your hands, who was here at least one night for our parish mission? Okay, thank you. It is not that they are good and they are going straight to heaven, and all of you who didn't come, you go straight to heaven. No, it's not working that way. But I think that it was great opportunity for us to listen Father Wade, and I think that he could accomplish what every priest wants to accomplish during the parish mission, to change us at least a little bit, and if not to change us, at least to start this change. And if even not start the change, he gave us some point to discussion, even this discussion with ourselves, in our heart, in our soul, in our mind, what we really need to do and how and what we need to change in our lives. Today, in our opening prayer, at the beginning of the Mass, we ask God for spiritual sight, a new heart, new mind, so we can see the reality of ourselves and the reality of our church and the reality of our faith. In our Gospel, we have perfect example of this spiritual side, the Transfiguration. That moment when these three disciples could see a glimpse of Jesus' glory, his inner reality, who he really is, and what he does for us. But before talking about the inner reality of Jesus, I would like to make a comparison. Many times when we don't know the person with whom we are in the same room, in the same place, with whom we talk, we observe very carefully the face of that person. Because, of course, we see, is that person tall, small, skinny or fat? Is man or woman? Is old or young? But we would like to know about that person much more than only the physical, how she or he looks. We observe very carefully the face. We observe very carefully the eyes of that person. Because we would like to enter to inside of this person, to his her inner self, to his her brain, to know how really this person is. We sometimes say that the eyes are the window of the soul of the person. If you deeply look in others' eyes, you glimpse the soul. Something similar happened during the Transfiguration. Because, as I said, Transfiguration gives us a glimpse of inner reality of Jesus. Who is he? For the disciples, it was especially important because in that time everybody was talking about him. And more, they were walking with him, staying with him for more than 2 years, and they could see what he's able to do, all the miracles. They were a little bit confused. Who is this person who can heal so many, who can give back life, who can multiply the bread from 5 loaves to 5,000 people, who can walk in the water? Who is this person? And Jesus, right before his suffering and death, he took them up to this mountain and he showed them who he really is. And even more, when we read this gospel today, we see that a cloud came, covered them, and from the cloud they could hear the voice, "This is my beloved son, listen to him." And of course, two people appeared, Elijah and Moses, the most important people for every Jew, the father of the nation, the one who took the entire nation from the slavery to promised land, and the other one, the big prophet, the greatest prophet. Also, in our liturgy of the word today, we see the cross. Because when we talk about Transfiguration, we need to say that Transfiguration is to show the apostles and to us that Jesus is God coming to this world to suffer, to die, and to give us salvation. We see the cross in our first reading also. God tells Abraham to take his only son and offer him as a sacrifice. You may ask, why does God put Abraham through something so horrible? It seems inhuman. And people try to figure it out why, over and over through the centuries. And of course, I am not the smartest guy in this world to figure it out why it happened. But I will say this. Like all anguish and suffering, it relates to the cross. A young Isaac walks up mountain and he carries something on his back, a bundle of wood. Does that remind you of someone? Of someone else who carries a wooden object on his back as he goes to the Mount Calvary? There is something else in the sacrifice of Isaac. At the last moment, God intervenes and makes things right. We know that God did not intervene in the case of Jesus and he had to die on the cross, but God did even something greater. He raises Jesus from the dead. The Transfiguration prepares Peter, James, and John and us for the cross and for resurrection, for salvation. We need to praise God in all circumstances, and we need spiritual sight, a new mind, a new heart. We live in a world of illusion, of deception, and outright lies. We can easily go along with that illusions, but deep down in our heart, we want the truth. We want to see this inner reality. Not to just see the surface, not just someone's face, but what the face reveals. And above all, we want spiritual sight to see Jesus and his cross. Let's go back to the initial prayer from today's liturgy. We pray, nourish us inwardly by your word, that with spiritual sight made pure, we may rejoice to behold your glory. Amen.